In this week's Cotton Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Donnie Lassiter, a producer from Conway, North Carolina. This is part two of two stories on the multi-commodity education program. This is cut one. Start your machines on one. Three, two, one.
One that jumps out at me is just the simple fact of trying to do something like surface drainage, where we can contact our soil and conservation and put in a ditch or clean out a ditch or put in a waterway with these international flyways that they have on their farms with the duck flight and all. They're limited to what they can do so far as farm improvements. The issue that we have to deal with that they're not, that has jumped out at me, is the labor issue. I'm from a farm that grows cotton, peanuts, and wheat and small grain, and we have 5 full-time employees working about 5,000 acres, where they may only have one to work the same number of acres.
This is cut two. Start your machines on one. Three, two, one.
I was very interested, being that we're getting back into small grains in my area, to see how they had their farm set up to handle the grain on infrastructure we don't have right now, and got some good basic ideas on that. Also, the farmers we met with are great managers, and they have a real feel for their production costs, and they've been through some lean years with some small grains, and I think they're good managers, and that's always a skill that we can improve, I think, on my farm personally.